You know, my dad owns a gun shop, but, you know, he doesn't like to admit it, but I think it makes him real nervous when I work there, because anytime I get a gun in my hand, it just automatically points to somebody's head. Sometimes I think maybe I want to join the army. I mean, it's basically like FPS, except better graphics. But what happens if I get lag out there? I'm dead! I mean, I even heard there's no respawn points in RL.
Welcome, everyone, to episode number 9 of Gamers Radio. Warning, today's episode contains foul language. Viewer discretion advised. Everyone, it's Yankadank coming to you again from the historic Savannah district of Georgia.
And we're going to talk to you today a little bit about Half-Life 2 and what's to come in the following couple of weeks of YankDank.com. Actually, if you guys read the article that released yesterday, we now own the domain gamersvideo.com. And I did this because we're going to start producing a lot more video in the future. But the unfortunate thing is I won't be able to start getting onto this entire video venture for another 2 weeks because I'm heading off in about 12 hours to Ohio for my spring break. Yeah, I know, go north for spring break. What a great idea, right? Well, I'm originally from Ohio. I go to school down here in Georgia. And, yeah, we have 10 days off for break during St. Patrick's Day here, so I get to go home and take a little bit of rest. But this is actually really good news. It doesn't mean you probably won't have many videos because I won't be able to use my computer because last time I tried shipping my computer, it broke and all, and you heard the news in another podcast. But I decided not to bring my own computer home, but I'm going to use a home setup that I have. And it's not nearly as good of a computer, but it'll be able to get me the audio all done because I'm going to bring all my soundboard and the mixer and everything home, all these microphones. I'll even have my brother come on for an episode if I can talk him into it. Maybe even my niece. She's only like 1.5 years old. See if I can get her to say hi. I don't know. Yeah, so I'm planning on just relaxing for about 10 days and heading to the local video game rental store. And I'm just going to rent as many games as possible and give you guys some heavy, heavy reviews. I'm going to start doing some actual typing reviews, and I'll submit those in the forums at yankdank.com. And I will also do some audio reviews on the radio here. But speaking of audio reviews, we have a user-submitted audio comment, and he wants to talk about Half-Life Natural Selection.
Ahoy, Yankee Dank. This is Mike. I'm going to be talking about natural selection for the next couple minutes. Okay, I'm going to start out with this. It's a real-time strategy first-person shooter. That combination really requires a lot. So, I'm going to lay down the basics of it. It is aliens versus humans. Both teams are online multiplayer. So, when you go into it, it starts out, Marines have a commander, and the aliens have a hive that they have to defend. Your commander sends you out to get resource towers, which are periodically placed around the map as, like, strategic outposts that you have to keep in order to win the game, because you have to keep these resources to upgrade. These upgrades really help when you're fighting off the aliens and charging into their hives and trying to take over them. Or, in reverse, you get the resources and you can upgrade life forms as aliens, such as there's a lurk, which can fly. There's a gorge, and they build other buildings, such as, you know, an offense colony, which acts like a defensive turret. Then you have the upgrade towers, which give other aliens the ability to evolve their own skills, such as, you know, armor, speed, even cloaking, which can be a real help. As for Marines, they can upgrade their armor, their weapons, they can get new weapons, they can get jetpacks so that they can fly, and they can even get heavy armor, which gives them an amazing amount of hit points. Right now, I'm going to start talking about the versions. It's still in beta, so right now it's 3.0 beta 6. Well, beta 5, but they're going into beta 6 within the next week or so, hopefully. And after that, they're saying that they're going to be releasing the supposed final version for NS and then try and release smaller updates instead of these huge, monstrous ones. As for the future of natural selection, they're going to be trying to port it over to the Half-Life 2 engine, and then upgrading it as much as they can so that they can take full effect of all of the physics. On the Natural Selection website, you can actually look at an interview from the lead guy doing Natural Selection. Also, you can take place in the private beta versions before they release the public beta versions if you donate and become a Constellation member. Constellation members help test the beta before it actually goes beta public, because beta public is a lot different. It's like they're releasing a game for play, and then they have to beta test it before they let it out to be beta tested even more. But if you're really interested in ever playing a strategy first-person shooter where you really need to get into it and really work as a team when you don't even need the clan play, go to www.unknownworlds.com/NS, and that'll bring you straight to the NS website. Good luck with the rest of your show. This is Mike reporting out.
Thanks, Mike, for that comment, and if you guys have your own comments, you can submit them to radio@yankdink.com. And I'll be sure to stick a link in the show notes to the Natural Selection website. In other news, the website has been having a bit of a poll competition here over whether Morgan Webb is hot or not. Morgan Webb is a co-host on the G4 TV's X-Play show. It's just pretty much video game reviews and some commentary, but she's like, there's the one woman, Morgan Webb, and then there's Adam Sessler, who plays opposite of her, and Adam's really annoying, and what they do a lot on G4 is they sort of play off of how she's supposedly attractive, because they have all these commercials where they hire these actors to be like, if only I could be with Morgan Webb, but I think, like, the main attractive point for Morgan Webb is that she's so into video games that she actually hosts a show about them. So, in our poll, we put, is Morgan Webb hot or not? Hot, we have 11 votes, which is 52.38%. Not, we have 10 votes. It's a very close race. If you want to get in on this, go to yankdank.com and look for the polls link on the top of the page. And you can vote for that poll and some other ones. Our current polls we're running right now are, what's your favorite energy drink? Mine, personally, is probably Full Throttle. I haven't tried everything out there, though. Balls is probably my second place. Red Bull, I just don't like very much. And it's way too expensive for this tiny little can they give you. Full Throttle's, like, on the serving size, they say, like, 2 servings per container. Yeah, who does that? But still, it's a pretty damn big can here. It's sort of like 1.5 cans. We also have the XS drink, Red Stallion, Sobe, and Rockstar. I haven't tried most of these. I think I tried Sobe a while ago. But we only have a couple votes on that. That poll just went up yesterday. And our last poll I'm going to mention is being called a nerd an insult. Yes or no? So far, we only have 1 vote for yes and 2 for no. And that one went up yesterday, too, so by the next show, we'll announce what's going on. So cast your vote today, and we'll see what you guys think about these subjects. Also, if you have any poll suggestions, leave a suggestion in the forum, and we'll be glad to post that poll for you. I'm thinking about doing a poll over which Mario game is better, the original NES 1, 2, or 3. I'm personally a fan of both 2 and 3. 1, I don't think was too spectacular because its graphical power wasn't that great for the time, but 2 and 3 are pretty kick-ass. If you guys please leave us a, like, MP3 message, and we'll be glad to play it. I hope you guys have, like, different opinions over what game's better out of the 3. The original one's a classic, yes, but what about the graphical improvements in, like, the different sceneries and the backgrounds and everything that you see in 2 and 3, especially 3? That game's so awesome. I love the big world. That's the coolest part about that game. So, leave us an audio comment about that if you want. Next, coming up, we're going to play a little bit of a clip. I've been watching all these different video game videos, I guess, online. They're sort of like TV shows. They come out very rarely, which is really sad to say. Like, once every 3 months, this one comes out. It's called Pure Ownage. Ownage spelled with a P, like it should be. And it's about these guys. This one guy, he calls himself a pro gamer, and pretty much all he does is play Counter-Strike all day. And he has his brother who's like a film major at college, and he just videotapes him. It's not like he's a professional real gamer. It's just like sort of an act that goes on the entire time, and he has this like weird way of talking. It reminds me of Canadian for some reason. But the shows are very large files to download, so that's sort of like one of the downsides. Unless if you're on like a college T1 network, you're not going to be able to get these things. But they're pretty fun to watch. Some of the episodes are better than the others. But I'm going to play a clip from one of my favorite episodes. It's where they talk to girls about video gaming and whether they date somebody who's a video gamer. And I got yelled at so much from Disty about this one, because she's like, see? Oh, boy. We'll go over that in a future episode. She's on her way right now to Oregon for her spring break. So, here goes a clip from Pure Ownage, one of the great series, and you can get a link to it on the show notes.
Question 1. Do you know what a pro gamer is?
Somebody who plays video games all the time.
Somebody who plays a lot of games on the computer.
Somebody who games a lot? I don't know.
It's someone who plays a lot of video games or computer games.
I would guess that it would be somebody who does nothing but play video games.
Hardcore games all the time on the internet.
He sits around in a dark room with his fingers teetering on keyboards.
Question 2. Would you ever date a pro gamer?
I don't think I'd ever date someone who spent more time with his computer than with me.
They would never have time for me. They'd always be playing games.
I don't think I'd understand what they were saying. I don't think we could have conversations.
And she's hot or not?
If any guy would spend more time with his keyboard and his monitor than me, there's a problem.
You're talking about internet gamers, not like Mario Brothers gamers.
I sort of figure that anybody who plays video games that much and is hiding behind a computer to that extent has to have something that they're hiding.
I don't do video games.
That doesn't really appeal to me that much. Someone sitting in front of a computer for 12 solid hours a day playing games.
There's like a game on like a computer game or something where like there are these people who kept playing and got so into it that there's one guy who like forgot to feed his kid and the kid died. So that would always be at the back of my mind. And there's also something else where it's like the same game but like they're allies or something like that. And the guy was betrayed by his friends and then so he committed suicide. I don't think I could handle that.
So does anyone actually want to date a gamer that you've seen?
I think I'm kind of dating one now, but I think he's like a closet hardcore gamer. He doesn't like to admit it.
Well, gamers use their hands 12 hours a day, so that could be interesting.
So I got owned myself after Dizzy saw that video there, especially after question number 2 there, where all the girls were saying no, they wouldn't date gamers because they're not into guys who stick by computers all the time. Coming up on Gamers Radio, we're going to have a little clip from Adam Curry, who was talking about video games a couple days ago, and we're going to play a little song for you right now. It's a remix from Chrono Trigger. couple of days ago, I was listening to Adam Curry's The Daily Source Code podcast, and he brought up video game podcasts during it. So I thought I might play the clip for you guys so you can hear what he has to say about it.
And well, he starts off his email, which I will put in the show notes, you know, by saying that he recently started playing Grand Theft Auto Vice City on his Xbox after, you know, finishing it months ago. It turns out that there's a lot of stuff going on with Xbox and Xbox Live, and basically the gaming developers, who I think use the .NET infrastructure, DirectX. God, I know nothing about Windows. But they are creating some really cool audio tools. In fact, you can listen to different radio stations now while you're driving the car in the game. And they're also, this Xbox Live stuff is, you know, it's, I've been looking into it. I'm not a gamer at all. We have an Xbox. Christina has an Xbox. I don't even think we unpacked it. You know, we're just not really gamers. And but I was interested because this stuff obviously runs in Windows. And there may be some really good, slick tools that can be made from the gaming community. So I'm pretty excited about that. And I reached out to Larry. Remember, we played Larry's promo. He's from Microsoft. He's from the Xbox division. So we'll see if we can get any traction with that. I just thought it was kind of interesting that all this activity is going on. And there's some gamers now, Xbox, I don't know if they're developers or just gamers or both, but they are also
gamers.
Doing podcasts. You know, about gaming.
That's us!
So there's something going on. I'm definitely going to try and figure out where the community is and you know, introduce myself and see if we can connect something here, because I think there is something going on for sure.
Right after I heard these comments by Adam Curry, I decided to put together a little, like, promo form, and I sent it off to his email address. Hopefully he might address my little promo in his next show. It should, because he said he's going to address lots of his Gmail MP3 accounts, and so maybe he might mention us. If he does, hey, this episode's popular. We're awesome. Oh, speaking of popular, I just remembered this. About a week and a half ago, we hit 10,000 unique visitors in, like, the past 4 or 5 months. So congratulations to us. Pat myself on the back. Yay. That's a lot of visitors. I was doing the math. I was looking at, like, how many visitors we'd be pulling in a year if I kept on, like, the current trends of people coming to our site, and it's going to be quite a few people. We also added some Amazon, like, you can buy stuff through our site now through Amazon. If you want to support our site, just buy a video game, and we get, like, 10% of the sale or something. And, like, that's a great way to sort of donate money to us. We also have a little donation thing if you have PayPal. And what we're taking donations for is pretty much we need to pay for some of this mixing equipment so we can... Because I put up $300 on my credit card things. Not fun to do when you're an art student because I can barely afford, like, acrylic paints for my little projects. But I was like, hey, let's get a $90 sound mixer and a $100 microphone. It'll be fun. So we bought that, and we're trying to pay off some of those debts. We're also hoping to get more bandwidth. We're going to renew our web hosting contracts in about a month, and we want to pretty much double what we have right now so we can get a crap load of videos on the server. What I'm going to do, I think, once I get back from break, is I'm going to do lots of little, like, reviews of these old classic games. Because you don't see those very much on the internet. Like, videos like Atari games, like E.T., oh my god, the worst game of all time. I'll so rip that one apart. We'll do, like, Mario 64, the original one, not the stupid Nintendo DS remake. And we'll cover some NES games, Super Nintendo... Whatever you guys want, you can throw some comments in the forums, and I'll try to address it. I have pretty much every game you can think of. For a second today, I got worried because I was trying to look up Mega Man to do some of the sounds I used in the show, but I couldn't find it, and I found out I had it mislabeled somewhere. Speaking of which, just a little quick question, you guys out there. Who do you think is the most annoying character out of every video game you've ever played? And I don't mean, like, some character you see maybe once, like, let's say the all your bases are belong to us guy. because that gets annoying if you see it on the internet and it's just that one scene over and over again. I'm talking about, like, the dog from Duck Hunt. I know so many people that completely hate that guy. Like, that's the bane of their existence, pretty much. I didn't find the dog to be that annoying, really. Probably my least favorite person was, I hated Shredder in the Ninja Turtles game. I think it was 3, Ninja Turtles 3 for the NES. Because I don't remember even getting to him. I remember doing the main boss, but I don't even remember fighting Shredder. I just remember Shredder, like, coming in and stealing the girl at the last second every time. And all this stupid crap like that. Yeah, Ninja Turtles have had some unusual evolution going on. I remember they had one that was, like, from a city view, early Grand Theft Auto style turtle view, and then involved into the, like, the side scroller one, which was probably my favorite. I think they had them, yeah, they had it in the arcade. I remember wasting quarters on that. And then they just released some new ones. I played the computer demo version, but it was really gay and repetitive. I mean, when you look back on the first one, you think, wow, this was repetitive, but when you're playing it, you didn't feel that way. But the computer version, I don't know why, it just felt really stupid. It may just be that I've grown up and I've gone out of that phase of killing a guy who looks exactly the same a million times over. But I just don't think that they have the same style they used to. And I used to love Turtles games. They used to be my favorite, like hitting the fire hydrants and knocking over people and the water spouting out, stuff like that, and falling down the hole, guy being like, who turned out the lights? As you've probably noticed already today, we don't have a co-host. It's because I'm producing this episode right now. I think it's 3:45 in the morning. I could probably actually call up Mocker, because it's probably like 10 in the morning for him, since he's in Norway. But I'm just trying to get something out before I head to the airport a little later on in the day. And once I get to the airport, I'll even do a little mobile podcast. It won't be nearly as good of a quality. This one, I don't even know how it's going to turn out. The bass sounded a little funky earlier. So if you guys are listening in, and I know there are quite a few of you, it looks like we're having about 92 unique downloads of the show per day. Something huge like that, which is pretty unbelievable. So I'd like you guys, you podcast listeners especially, to go to podcastalley.com and vote for Gamers Radio. You can also vote for us through our main website, yinkdink.com. We have a little vote form on the right below the downloads for the episodes. We're on the top 50 list right now. I think it's 42. Earlier we were at like 36 earlier in the day, but I guess a couple people snuck in votes on us. But I'd like to get on the top 25 if possible, because then we'll be getting all this extra attention. I think the reason we got this attention in the first place, why we're getting all these visits and downloads of the podcast, is because of this entire Podcast Alley thing. I like their new voting system. I'm not going to go too far into it, but basically you can only vote once a month. So when the first of each month comes around, remember, mark it on your calendar, say rabbit, rabbit, bunny, bunny, or whatever the hell you say. Have you guys ever heard of that? I never heard of this until Adam Curry's podcast said you have to start every month by saying, like, bunny, bunny, rabbit, rabbit, or something. Otherwise, I don't know what'll happen, but it might bring you luck or something. Anyways, back to the point. Vote for us once a month, and we'll be happy, and we'll quit begging you to buy stuff through Amazon and stupid crap like that. If you guys are into graphic design or anything like that, we'd also appreciate some different designs for the site, like a banner. We even have some t-shirts for sale on Cafe Press, and we'd love to get, like, some cool logos going on to stick on some t-shirts. And if you design us something, hey, we might even stick it on a hat and send you the hat for free. So, what else is new? There's a lot of new gaming news, but I really don't want to get into it too much. I'd rather just talk about what's been going on at the site. I'm sorry I don't have many game reviews or anything like that to give you. I just haven't had a chance to get any reviews done with this whole finals week going on. I'm sorry for making all these apologies, but I swear, I will make up for it when I take this break time. All I'm going to do is dedicate my entire break to podcasting and video games, and that's paradise to me. So by the next podcast, you're going to hear probably a little airport rendition and maybe even a little professional podcast put together by the end of the weekend. We'll see who I can get to host. I don't know if any of my friends are going to be home over spring break or not, because our schedules are all opposite. But if not, I can always Skype out to some other people. So I hope you guys are all doing fine out there. If you have any audio reviews or anything like that, video reviews, you can send them to me. You can contact me at yankadink@yankadink.com or radio@yankadink.com if it's like an MP3 comment. Also, just want to mention one last time that we're looking for different ideas for videos for the site. We're going to do video reviews for sure. And we wanted to do a bit of machinima. I'll talk about machinima on the next episode. And we're also, I almost forgot this, we had a couple requests on the site forums about us doing a show about Halo mods and just plain old Xbox mods and how to go about in modding your Xbox. We're going to talk about soft modding. That's come up a couple times in like how soft modding can be used on a Xbox that accesses Xbox Live and not be banned. We'll also talk about like mod chips, the different types. I've had experience with, I think, 3 different types. Off the top of my head, I think it's the Xenium Ice something by Oxidus. I can't even remember. But I've had quite a bit of experience with chips. I've done 1 solderless and 2 soldered. And one of them got messed up when I soldered, but I think it got fixed in the long run. So that's all I'm doing for today's show. The reason it's so short is because of the entire I haven't put out a podcast in a while, because we just haven't been producing much quality. I've been sort of under lots of pressure on the outside, but I'm just getting this one out there to say, hey, we're going to kick some ass in the coming week or two. So be there to see some ass kicking. I have to issue a couple thank yous. First, to the people who have been submitting both audio comments through both our phone line, and you can access our phone line by calling in to the following number, 323-693-9276. That's a long distance number, so if you have free minutes after 9 or on the weekends, make a call during then. You can leave a message for up to 5 minutes, and we thank everyone for doing that. We've had a few calls, and we'll get them on the air as soon as we can, and we really appreciate your feedback. It helps us become a better radio show, and we're taking your comments to heart, and we're doing our best to evolve to the next level of gaming. Also, I need to issue a thank you to Sky Jedi. He's one of the editors for the site. He's been posting lots of stories, keeping you guys informed on what's going on in the industry, and it's really been helping out this last week or two, because I've been busy with finals, so I haven't been able to be keeping up the site 24/7. I've only stuck a couple articles up, rather than like the usual like 5 a day or whatever. So thank you, Sky Jedi. If you're listening out there, we salute you. We're going to exit with the Gamers Radio theme song, so here goes.
Yeah. Here's a little explanation of what I like to do. Hours of GameCube, Xbox, and PS2. I'm labeled as a video game lyrical lord, but I'm just a mortal using combat as a physical force. I'm a vicious lyricist and several will die. My rhymes are so hot that the devil may cry. Save up to buy a game with a stash in a bank, trying to repair my metal arms with a ratchet and clank. I'm so nice and I never say I hate to win. Chilling in my green hoodie trying to wait the win. The best video game player you ever heard of, so bow down to me like I'm the Prince of Persia. Keep saying that you beat me, too bad you can't though, cause I'll leave you on your way to heaven wearing a halo. You're out of luck if you playing with me, because you bet that I'm making it your day of defeat. If you challenging me, believe I got the upper hand, because I'm above average, nicknamed the Mega Man. 50 hit air combos, you bet you fear those. Beating me in the game is little to F-Zero. When I spit flames, I'm leaving you torched. I got the attitude of a Street Fighter with brute force. I'm sick of shooting ducks, now I'm on the manhunt. Keep staring at my game collection, but you can't touch. There's no way you're winning, so forfeit quick. Only way you can win is in an Unreal tournament. Pick up a controller, come on, who's next? Day highest. What? I love to pronounce dude sex. I'm always winning, and you know I love it. Defending my spot as a knight of the Old Republic. If you wanna play like me, follow my path and walk through Boulder's Gate like a champion of NORAD. Just tell me where you wanna play and I'll follow. Even if I have to take a plane to Pandora tomorrow. If you talking all that trash, believe I'm fighting you. And you know that your half-life will be in you. Step inside my kingdom of hearts. I'm the true talent, you just a fantasy star. The way I destroy you, it shouldn't be legal. Because I come with stuff beyond good and evil. My talent is something the rest will fear. I'm a dynasty warrior dressed in Metal Gear. EGM, IGN, Game Pro and more. All the video game players, get on the floor.